Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Oh my God.
Y'all just miss Poodle. Poodle trying to sort out cords, speaker cords. Was
they
like,
don't bother me like they bother you.
I hate cords, but they're just tangled and you weren't you would never make it out of a maze. You would die somewhere on a hedge.
I'd kill someone and drink their blood. That's the way it would go.
You're like that Reba song. You're a survivor.
I am a survivor.
Well,
there's very little that would keep me down.
Y'all,
I came back from a coma.
That's not dark
at all. Does everyone know that story?
They don't.
Should we tell this story?
Well, I'm glad you just made it about you.
No, I haven't shared this story.
That's your story to share.
It's a very personal story.
We can share that whenever you would like.
I can share it now.
Sure.
This is prime tea.
If you cry on this podcast, I'll never let you live it down.
That's not going to happen. I've been okay with it. I don't want to talk about coma. Let's move on.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do, 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 do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyonce.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's 90-day gate. Let's love.
You just put your mic down.
Well, I was fixing my headset.
She just put her mic down. It's like, this bitch is going to talk for 10 minutes.
You know what? We'll save it.
We're going to save her Patreon.
Okay, sure. We'll save it for that. I'm glad you just teased them. You know what? But he's alive.
The long and the short of it is that, y'all, I got really bad sick with the flu, and I woke up randomly in the hospital and was in a coma.
Yep.
That's it.
That's it. But it's
you know what? I'm well. I'm well now.
You are.
And my mother was out here and was dramatic. And
you know, you meet someone's mother.
Here we go.
Usually if you meet, this is a not just a personal, but also a therapist opinion, y'all. For those of you, I'm a therapist, Poodle's a life coach. When you meet someone's parents,
you know everything about them. When I met your mother,
on a deeper level,
it.
And you realize.
And I met your father and I was like, fuck, all this is real.
But too, when you meet someone's parents, you think your friend's crazy habits, you're like, oh, they are so much better than their parents.
I was the same with when I met your mother. Because she was completely like 10 times the crazy person that you were.
I get my crazy from my mom, but to me, it's fine. I'm used to it. I love my mother.
I'm pretty normal compared to your style.
Yeah.
Y'all, let's dig in. I don't want to talk about my coma anymore.
You're literally the one that is so poodle to say, I want to talk about this and say, just kidding.
You know what? I decide what we talk about.
It's your story to tell.
It's my story to tell. Mm-hmm. I wrote a musical once that said, to tell the story. Anyway, we're going to talk about our first Lonely Heart.
You did live to tell.
I did live
just
to tell.
Just not today. It's on our Patreon. Y'all, okay.
Y'all, I gotta get, because I'm about to die of coughing. We need to get something off our chest about, trying to figure out where the fan scream came from.
Oh, I thought you were gonna talk about a humidifier.
That all of you come from, that all of you come for. And we think it came from, I was trying to think about it today. I think it came from, I was talking about having sex with a lot of people.
Which is every episode.
And you were like, I'm going.
On a lazy Susan.
On a lazy Susan.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done the fan
just
screen.
In
that
the
was
middle
very
of,
liberating.
In the middle of the gazebo square of the town of Slamtown.
Our town Pickens has a gazebo.
Should be called Slamtown.
There's Heritage Square now.
You know who does not have a gazebo? Is the Sahara Desert where Rebecca and Zied are.
Oh, that's a wonderful transition in.
Thank you.
Yo, Rubica.
Thank you.
By the way, if you're just catching up, she's told Zied that she is, quote unquote, technically married.
Technically married.
Which is married,
can't
as we know.
Just get somebody to explain this to him in Arabic and it would shorten this?
You know, I actually wrote down the language barrier in this story would really just, if there was nothing there, it would be bookended really quickly.
Very quickly.
Yeah. I liked it when she would say, I really did not imagine this scenario. And the scenario that I imagine is when he was holding her head and slammed it against the wall and popped it like a grape. Because that's what it looks like when he holds her head. It's disturbing.
I know he gets angry eyes, but I think Zied's just a sweet little bear.
He has murder in his face. But you know what? That wouldn't be a bad of a fuck. I gotta say that. Sometimes when they want to murder you.
I liked his cameo. It warmed my heart.
When they got murder in their eyes, y'all.
It's true. It's true.
Anyway, but it looks like he's going to smash her head into a wall. That's what I see.
You know, I kind of was like, what do you expect him to do? I enjoyed that. I'm a props to the cameraman who was outside the tent. And as soon as he heard on sound, I think I'm going to be sick. That bitch ran for that tent. We even saw his hand or her hand.
Yeah, he tried to see her throwing up.
Which would have made good. That would have been on the preview. So kudos to him. He's earning his money.
You know what really bothered me was when Zied was talking about, you know, I might not ever give her that ring. And he spent all that time hiding it, all that Desperate Housewives music hiding it. And that ring is like, I will never fulfill destiny. I'm just going to sit here behind the air conditioner. Forever.
You know,
because I was bought in Tunisian market, which is why I talk this way.
I bet you that ring would probably be really good friends with Caesar's candy panties.
Exactly. They're like, I'll never fulfill my destiny.
Don't worry, ring. We're unfulfilled too.
And if you want to eat me on top of a woman's vagina, feel free.
Please.
Before you
can't go to vagina because, well, that's just kinky.
Before I disintegrate into cornstarch.
That's the sound they make when they disintegrate.
Y'all, they're still there, though, because they have a shelf life of 1,000
years. What are
you
kicking
over? Sorry. Oh, God. What happened?
See,
what happened? Did anyone hear that?
You and your flailing feet.
I flail all the time.
Good Lord. So Zied says he doesn't know what to do. He actually said, I finish now.
He did say that.
Which made me think that's probably what he says in the bedroom, too. He just goes, I finish now so much on stomach.
I will say I enjoyed Rebecca's, after she had thrown up, I enjoyed her red nose, which reminded me of the claymation version of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Which is my favorite Christmas special.
You do love it.
And, y'all, it is also a gay coming out story.
It is. A lot of people don't know that. Let's talk about this.
We're going to do a deep dive.
It's still Halloween, but we're talking about Christmas. Reindeer.
First of all, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer does not fit in because he's got something about him that separates him apart from the other boys, and that, like, all the other boys love pussy, and he loves dick.
He likes rain dick.
Yeah. That little red, like, nose is like a red inflamed cock.
Every dick.
Yeah. And then they try to put a black thing on his nose that looks like a pussy, and that doesn't work.
And the reindeer games is actually about vagina sex in a group setting, and that's why he didn't want to join in them.
That all makes sense.
Uh-huh.
So we need to talk about Herbie, who's just a dentist. And Herbie the dentist, y'all, is the gayest person in any animation ever.
Why am I such a misfit?
Why can't I fit in?
Because you look
something about you, ba 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 ba. You like the vagina. I like the cock.
Boop. And everybody knows that that snowman is a daddy.
Oh, yeah. That snowman is Burl Ives.
Burl Ives.
And the Abominable. The Abominable is like a big, like, leather bear who's all white.
Uh-huh. Silver and gold is actually about piss play. A lot of people don't know that. Silver and... Y'all, we gotta pause because Jake just spilt his vodka all over our fucking recording equipment.
Well, apologies, but we do appear to be having some issues, so we're working on them, and we hope to return to the studio as soon as possible.
I actually had to stop the podcast for a minute. I actually knocked over a drink.
You know, I knew that
sometimes
one,
you have to be that drunk girl who knocks shit over, and then she starts crying and apologizes to everybody.
I knew that one day you or my gay flailing would disrupt this show.
And it did.
So it's probably not going to be the first time.
You said something that made me laugh.
Why don't I fit in? Anyway.
Anyway, y'all.
Silver and gold, y'all. Think about it.
To put that down, the Rudolph animated special was the gayest thing ever.
It's true. It's true.
Can you turn me up?
Sure.
I can barely hear myself.
Sure. Is
that
better?
That is so much better.
Good.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
All right. Don't blow my ears out, please. I'm already going to have to edit anyway. Now, you know I don't like to edit. Y'all, if y'all want to edit our show for free, come at us. Because we can't pay anybody.
She never fucking edits it, y'all.
I try. Anyway,
let's move on to.
I think that's basically.
That's all I had about them. We're gonna find out more about from the last.
Yeah,
episode.
We don't know. We know Zed kind of understands more, but it's left unfinished. So we don't know, y'all.
It's left unwritten. When you've been there, this. If there's a your pavement, but there's your paper, dear bed. You can please shift your lips. I love Lauren Conrad, y'all. If
you loved
LC from Lauren Conrad from The Hills.
I loved Natasha Bedingfield.
She was okay.
I liked her. I liked that song.
But everyone, no one loved Kristen. Let's be honest. No one loved Kristen Cavallari.
No.
If you say you did, you need to come forth in the Sissy Squad because we need to talk to you about that.
I didn't even like her, and I didn't even watch the show.
Amen.
You know I don't watch those
Amen.
Shows.
Amen.
Okay. You know
Except
what?
For 90 Day Fiancé, which you do watch.
I do. I really even said after, I was like, I enjoy this show so much. Y'all, we still enjoy this show.
Let's move on to
our next
Lonely
Heart.
Benji. Benji,
Benji and Akinyi.
Benji and Akinyi.
Oh, boy. So, basically, y'all, Candyman's not happy.
No, he's not,
Candyman.
And he needs more money.
And he needs more money.
Benji is sitting there in that weird little sister wife, like, strange little sister wife, like, what is it called? Probably like a little sweater set.
Yes.
It's disturbing.
Mm-hmm.
And
something just fell from your ceiling and hit my hand. What the fuck is happening tonight?
Y'all, we have lots of earthquakes here, so I don't even know what happened.
I mean, I'm just...
So Benjamin basically says, should I use just metaphors? And then he says, you know, imagine that I have 60 bowls and all of them represents a thousand shillings. And that's like saying, imagine if I have like 10 Bentleys and all of them have $100 in them, it's $1,000 or $10,000.
I hated word problems. This just made me angry. It was like the part of the ACT that I hated.
You took the ACT? I took the SAT.
Everyone does the ACT.
In South Carolina, everyone's SAT.
Oklahoma's still ACT.
Come at us when you're ACT or SAT.
I think it's more Oklahoma, maybe Texas.
I think California might be ACT.
No, it's SAT.
Oh, really?
I think it depends on the school, too. Anyway... That was a digression. That was wake up in your car. Wake up. No, but seriously,
up in my car many a time because I couldn't drive home.
He literally said, this was Adam, I need you to prove to the family you are serious about my daughter. And I literally thought he was going to say, kill your ex-wife. And y'all, because don't come for her, because that bitch is on Instagram, and she is vicious for Benjamin.
She is a vicious bitch. Basically, and I loved her. She was like two-for-one margaritas.
She is. She's like, you can't get me drunk on one drink, and he never pays child support, so fuck him.
Yeah, his first wife came for us.
Yeah.
I want to talk about another one of my favorite Candyman quotes.
Yes.
Candyman is Papa Akinyi, by the way.
Yeah, who looks like Candyman.
He's like, Life is very expensive. That's my first line, frankly, when I'm dating someone.
You're like,
Life is very expensive.
It's true.
How are you going to supplement me?
It's true. He can't accept that money because then I don't know what the equivalent would be for this in Kenya, but basically, y'all, now Benji just basically made a deal with Sally Mae. He's going to have a student loan.
I called it a bride price installment plan.
Y'all know, but except for...
He's going to send Papa Akinyi money for whenever he gets it.
He's going to try to defer it.
And that
every
interest
time
rate is at least 19%.
At least 19%.
And
he's fucked, y'all. And I'm kind of here for it because you know what? He's so stupid, he deserves it.
And there was no main agreement. There was like, you just send me money, whatever you can. It's like he's the IRS.
Exactly.
You send him money whenever you fucking can.
Because he will come for it.
Yeah.
Like the IRS.
And then my favorite part was when, at the very end, when Papa Akinyi says, so, who has the cakes?
That's how you celebrate.
And then they bring out, and I swear to God, there was a song called, Cut the Cake. Cut the cake, cut the cake. You cut the cake up now. Now you cut the cake, the cake.
It reminds me,
yeah. Cut the cake, cut the cake.
Oh, it's this
cut
long.
Cut the cake now, now, boom, but it would have cut the cake. Cut the cake, cut the cake, cut the cake, cut the cake, cut the cake. That was the song.
Great. You know what? It's fitting because you love cake.
I love fucking cake, y'all.
There's been cake as a theme in this episode.
It's a big deal in this episode.
How are you sweating? It's not hot.
It's hot in here.
He gets so hot.
It's hot in here.
They cut the... They literally, y'all, they have a black and white cake, and I don't think that's a metaphor. I think that was literal.
Like the black and white cookie in New York, y'all. The races get together.
Who knew they were Jewish here?
Who knew?
Who knew? But apparently Candyman was happy after they had that cake, and then he basically could have a Sally Mae payment plan. And you know what? Then Benjamin and Akinyi were excited. You know why? Because they're going to fuck!
They're going to fuck, y'all!
Do you want some chips?
Again, that had to do with me getting fucked on a Lazy Susan somehow.
Makes Susan, that makes season, makes reason, makes sense. Boy, I just had a little like mini synapse thing. Month a little more
I don't
even
do it that
year.
Well.
It's because I was a percussionist.
Oh,
you know
my
why?
God. Kill
I
me
do,
now.
I know how to do Foley. You write the music, I do the sound effects.
Something like that.
And you have good impressions.
All
right. So, y'all.
That's all I had about Akeem
really?
And
really?
Benjamin.
What did you think of when Benjamin said, so did you enjoy everything last night?
Oh! Yeah,
I think you forgot about it. Pretty much like Akeem wanted to as well.
Y'all, Akeem's poker face wasn't good.
This is my question. Do you think she was embarrassed or do you think it was horrible?
We have all been with big dick boys.
We have.
Who have not known what to do with the equipment.
Or think that just because they have the equipment, they don't have to do anything.
Or sometimes it's like a rabbit punch, like, goo, goo, goo. That's never fun.
Be nice to the mic.
Goo, 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 goo.
It's true. Or sometimes they think they just like, you know, they're like, they just want to lay there, and you do everything on top of them, on the side of them,
I don't really mind
them.
That.
That's a lot of work. That's a lot of quad work.
I love a good floor show.
Boy.
I love a good performance. I love performing
if there
for
was
people.
Anything she could put
when
on
the
her
judges,
business, put that on your business card. Because
when the judges flip those cards over and I get tens across the board, I have no problem.
Tens, tens, tens. She's a whore. that's what they say.
I love a production number. That's all I'm going to say.
He says it went well. And then Benjamin.
She's barely giving approval.
Benjamin says the cookie jar was taken care of.
Okay, this whole
and
section
I grew up inside.
I kind of just like.
You already blocked it out.
I blocked it out. Because he's already sweaty and he's talking about the cookie jar. And as Kyle from 9 Day Cray Cray says, sweaty mozzarella talking about a cookie jar makes me really grossed out.
It's true. And by the way, y'all, we talked to him a little bit, but we're going to be recording our episode soon and a crossover with them. Probably around when the new 90 Day Fiancé comes out.
Yep.
We're very excited. So they go to dinner. Really nice place. I think this is probably the nicest place someone's picked for dinner.
It is the nicest place.
Much better than Angela and Michael's place or the margarita before.
Or like, especially like Darcy and Tom's place, which is like a weird, chain restaurant.
Basically, he says, this is the thing I want to talk about, that Akeem gets pissed off because he hasn't told his family that they're getting married. And I want to be like, Akeem, girl, you can't be mad at Benjamin for not relaying information. Because if there's one thing you did not do this entire fucking trip.
Yeah, you've been really fucking cagey.
Cagey as fuck. So I'm kind of like, you know what? He didn't tell his family, but you didn't tell him you were going to be married after he paid fucking money.
Nor did you say you needed to bring a fucking grocery band to his house.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Which wasn't even real.
Because he could have gotten that Sunny D at Costco and brought it over from America. It would have been much cheaper.
I still say this whole thing reeks of usury and like grifters. They are tricking him.
Leave it to Frauded by TLC. Yeah. We'll find out. By the way,
I'm
y'all,
certain.
That reminded me, new podcast alert. We talked about this.
Frauded by TLC and
Talker of Shits.
Talker of Shits.
So it's called Frauded of Talking, Talking of Frauders.
Frauder of Shits.
Frauder of Shits.
Talker of Frauds.
Frauding of
Talker of Frauds. Talker of Frauds.
I got to look it up now or we're going to fuck it up. I think it is Talker of Frauds.
Where's my drink?
There. Please don't spill it again. He already wasted alcohol, and y'all know nothing.
I don't love to waste alcohol.
It is Talkers of Fraud.
That's what I said.
Well, you know, I just want to make sure. They have an Instagram. They also, but y'all, they are. This is what I love about All 90 Day. Everybody has different things, and if you want, like, the hot tea and who said what and all, because y'all be honest, y'all, Poodle and I don't want to talk to these people on the shows.
We're not a big tea podcast. We're more given our view of things.
We don't want to talk to Benjamin. We don't need him.
I'd personally rather never talk to him.
We do kind of want to talk to Darcy.
I want to talk to Darcy.
But not
to
on the show. Just
talks,
we just want to party takes. With Darcy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And I'd like to talk to probably like Corey from The Other Way and say, bitch, you need to get alive.
I just want
to
give him a hug.
You need to wake the fuck up.
And maybe a reach around. But a hug.
You know what? I get naked with Corey. Oh. Corey's like my favorite from The Other Way. That's, y'all, if you need to know my type, that's it.
Oh, wow.
And when I say my type, that means like...
anybody with a dick.
90% of guys.
Yeah. Anybody with a dick. That's your type.
I just confessed myself as a whore.
Anyway.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Oh, well.
I think we're good to move on. But anyway, Talker Fraud, check them out, y'all.
Talker Frauds.
Talker Frauds, yes. Check them out. Okay. I think they drop October 23rd.
The next is...
this is pretty quick, but our next Lonely Hearts... oh, bother.
Ugh.
This was Snoozeville. What is happening? Your paper's blowing around in the wind. Like,
I've got it.
What? You need to situate yourself.
It's fine.
Did it on.
God. Here we go.
And you put your fucking drink where you spilled it the last time. It cannot go there.
You just said that like a kindergarten teacher.
Well,
but
you know why?
But I respect it.
Because.
I respect it.
You were the teacher that would say, here are these child scissors. No one cut themselves with a child scissors. She would turn around.
And I would have already cut myself.
You would have put them in your eye.
In 10 seconds. That wasn't me.
I bet your first grade teacher quit after you left her classroom.
I was told my one singular thing that I was told every year till almost eighth grade was needs to control unnecessary talking. It was really bad.
That was mine, too, actually.
Yeah, no shit. I got sent to the principal's office a lot, though.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreaux!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit. Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cut my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men.
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist? About me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment.
Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC.
Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, let's talk about Caesar.
Oh, bother.
Y'all,
okay, first of all,
go ahead.
He's, this is Caesar, and I'm still talking to Malia.
Maria,
I mean Maria.
Not Malia.
It's an easy mistake. My daughter and my Russian girlfriend have almost the same name. It's fine. And I'm still in love with Maria. And maybe she'll get back to me one day. Anyway,
no,
so
go ahead.
The producer
he's home, and the producer's like, who are you texting? And that I kept saying, that's something my mother would say to me, but it was like this. Who are you texting? When I'd be at home.
My mother never asked me who I text.
Mine says, who are you texting? When I'm sitting there in the living room, and I'm like, yeah, maybe my friends. Well, I thought you were here with us right now. I guess you're not. I guess we should just, like, if you want to be somewhere else, you should be somewhere else. Fine. And then she's like, I just wish we would live in a different age where no one had to be on their phones. And then I swear to God, my mother with my nephew is on her iPad all the fucking day. She's like, I just can't take him the whole day. He needs to be on that iPad. Yeah, but if I'm on my fucking phone for 15 minutes, who are you texting? Is there something I should know?
What would you do one day if your mother listened to this show?
If she learns how to podcast, then I'm going to go off the grid. Because, y'all, just the blowback alone, because I've done her so much, and she would say, I have never sounded like that. Never. Y'all, I'm just going to have to, like, go incognito. I don't know what's going
to
happen.
You're going to have to go find a 90-day and move.
Exactly. So
Caesar says that he has this phone conversation with Maria that we didn't get to hear. And I just want to say one thing we do have exclusive here at 90-Day Gays, everybody, is that we might not talk to them personally, but we do have insight to conversations in a section that we like to call
someone's 90 days theater.
Yes.
And y'all, someone sent us this actual phone conversation.
This is legit.
We don't know this. We're reading the transcript here, but this is 90 days theater, y'all, because we thought we needed to do it for you. I'll be playing the role of Caesar as per normal,
and I'll be playing Maria. Ring ring.
Maria, are you there? It's Caesar. I miss you.
Hello, baby. I miss you. Are you back from Cancun?
I am, but I'm still not quite over how you left me.
But I love you, baby. I love you so much. I need you in my life. I want to be a vanilla to your chocolate cream. I want to be like a hot fudge sundae with a big banana with just whipped cream on it.
You know.
Maybe a little bit of cheese whiz.
You know daddy loves vanilla cream. He loves it. He loves it more than life itself. Leah, Sasha? Oh, they're not here.
I have to tell you, baby.
What do you need, Maria? I'll give you anything.
I'm a little broke this month because I went to this club called Auto, and I'm so broke.
I've heard that's a great club in Nottingham. That's a great club in Nottingham, England.
They're a chain. They have one in Moscow.
Oh, there's an Auto.
Yes.
That's great.
I spent all my...
No, I take 3 vodkas. Yes, no, put it behind that guy that's passed out. Yes, 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 I'll take care of him.
Maria, are you in a bar?
No,
are you in a bar?
I am in a church.
Oh, okay,
praying.
I believe you.
For you to be my daddy.
And you know what? I hear that you need some money for your bills.
$800, please.
Sending you right now. And scene.
Exactly.
That's exactly how it went, y'all.
I didn't know they had a Club Alto there.
I
was shocked.
I was shocked, too.
You have a vision.
I read the transcript, and I was shocked even more than you.
I mean, and you know what? Apparently, someone in our sissy squad...
Moscow's hottest club is Alto 2. And Alto 2, y'all, is like lower than Alto 1. And it's like basically where all the lesbians go.
It's pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that'd be a fun Russian club.
Alto 2 is a lesbian bar because only the lowest women sing Alto 2.
If y'all know a Russian lesbian, come at us.
Come
I'm going to love
us.
Her.
Come at us.
I'm going to love her a lot.
Anyway, that's...
Anyway, he sent her $2,000 to $3,000 since he left Mexico.
And
his hot steroid friend Jeremy, is done.
Which he called Jeremy, not Jeremy.
Jeremy.
And Jeremy was like, Caesar, I think you need to start over.
Yeah, he's like, I can't help you anymore. And by the way, either frauded or someone found Jeremy on Instagram. Could you send me their Instagram on a personal message so we can stalk it again?
And so I can find his dick.
Yeah.
Because, y'all, basically, I can find a dick on the internet,
you know what?
Like a bloodhound.
Jeremy, and I think Jeremy used to be a firefighter.
That's easy.
But if he's not anymore, you know he might have an OnlyFans.
Oh, you know what? I'd pay for his OnlyFans.
Me too.
I don't pay for a lot of OnlyFans.
No.
But I'd pay for his.
All right. If you don't know what OnlyFans is,
hot ass.
Google it at work.
I just said salt and pepper hot ass.
It's true.
Yeah.
All right. Our next lonely heart, and this one actually made me a little sad, was Avery and Omar.
Oh, she didn't make me sad. It makes me want to fucking scream and like dig her a grave.
What did you think of that immigration? Wow. I'm just literally just going to let that kind of bypass.
She's awful. She is awful. She is a spoiled fucking child.
She is awful.
I know people feel sorry for her because she's a white girl, and we should all like take pity on her because she's a white girl. She is a spoiled white child who has no fucking clue of what she needs to do, and it makes me livid.
Part of me feels bad for her.
I don't feel bad for her,
but another part of me does in that, you know, we all have our own level of emotional maturity, and it is, I think, like you've said a lot, she was just in this young, naive fantasy.
She's 19 years old.
This young, naive fantasy land. She's 19, but she probably has the emotional maturity of a 14-year-old, and she just, it was sad to see that her bubble has been busted.
Yeah.
I think that, I don't know, I just, it made me sad for her.
The worst part about her for me is how sure she is of everything she says. And a 19-year-old should not be that way.
But she has to do that because she has a mother that, I mean, you can relate to that. She has a mom that comes at her, so she immediately has to defend herself. That's hard as a kid.
No, I get it. She just has no sense of she has no sense of perspective, it feels like.
She doesn't because she's so young.
I feel like maybe.
You're different, though.
You guys can come
for
me.
You were a big Mary in the middle of South Carolina.
I was 19, so I feel like I had a little perspective.
Well, we have to develop what I call a dick sense or a sixth sense, really, though, just to make sure
someone. Come at us if you have a dick sense.
But you do. When you're gay, especially in the South, you have to know if somebody's going to beat the shit out of you.
You have to overanalyze everything around you.
That is
the fucking truth.
And that it's the same for a lot of people that are minorities.
No, that's the truth.
Not just queer people. But anyway, did you know what? It really, whenever they go, well, first of all, I'm going to say something and you're going to have a reaction.
Here we go.
When they go to the immigration lawyer.
Ooh, yo, he's hot. Now, strangely enough, everyone was asking our opinion on BDF. He does not have BDF.
No.
It is. And for those of you who are asking, it's average at best. But that's not to mean that he could not do something wonderful with it.
He is one of those guys.
He could not always say something wonderful in my head.
Wow, you just took it there. He would do this. He'd be like the guy that you would go out with, and you would say, let's just have one drink. And he would say,
I've been out with the guy,
I can't.
Look just like that.
I got to work early. You're like, just one drink. I just want you to come one drink. Cut to, he's had five. Y'all, don't pull over. A policeman's coming. They're coming. It's not for you.
We got to get that on a t-shirt. Don't pull over. Don't pull over.
But then people will think, no. But anyway, so you would say, just one drink. Cut to, he has six drinks and ends up getting locked in a sex sling and you forget about him and go to some other guy's house. That's this guy.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Which has happened to Poodle before.
I can't really disagree.
I think so. He's that guy. So fun night.
He has the kind of glasses that of a guy who I would date. He really does.
God, you love guys with fucking glasses.
It's true.
Anyway, it's now looking like good. The thing that really irked me about this a little bit is that the immigration lawyer literally says it's not going to happen. And she starts crying. And then Terry immediately says, see, do you really want to go over there and mess that up for two more years? I'm like, come on,
yo,
mom.
Terry, I get it, but Terry's my mom because she has to needle when
but
she
that's
was,
why
when
she
she's
immediately
right.
has to be so quote-unquote confident about shit.
Exactly.
She doesn't
I get
know.
I get
it's sad for me. Y'all, as a parent, I'm not a parent, but I am a therapist. One of the best things you can do is let your child have a mistake and not judge them for it.
I agree.
And that is hard to do. I could never do
it. Later on, Omar calls.
Omar, or she calls Omar. That was weird.
She calls Omar. And
she called like in the confessional?
Yeah, it's weird.
And she does that shit where she's like, I cried a lot today. Why? I can't tell you now. I'll talk to you later. I hate that. Just say now.
Yeah, it's not good.
Maybe she didn't want to cry again.
And I will say, at that dinner right before all this, Grandma is there, and Grandma, Avery's grandma, breaks my heart every time.
She looks tired,
because
y'all.
Because Grandma, Avery's grandma, had to work her fucking ass
she
off.
Did.
You can tell. She worked in a fucking mill or some shit.
Mill working easy. Mill working hard. Mill work most awful is a goddamn awful boring job. And it's me and my machine from the rest of the morning. For the rest of the afternoon gone. And the rest of my life.
That's mill work from working the musical.
You're welcome.
Grandma what? Worked in a mill, y'all.
We just wanted to sing that song. Mom's Grandma's pissed. Anyway, so maybe they're going to go to another country. It's all kind of up in the air. We're going to see what's going to happen with them next episode.
It's fine as long as Avery has an Instagram Walmart. It's fine.
It's fine.
She's on her Instagram Walmart
daily. She sells stuff?
Yeah.
She just sells burkas. Is that what they're called?
She's selling burkas. She's selling, like, jewelry.
Oh.
Like, everything. It's like a fucking flea market on her Instagram.
I bet she's worse than... Y'all, crossover right now, because we do a show about Southern Charm.
Cameron's pretty bad, but Avery's worse.
I was going to say, I bet she's the worst, but I bet she's probably like Naomi on Southern Charm.
Worse.
She's
even worse. Yeah.
She's worse, actually. Naomi's actually intelligent.
I agree.
All right. Our next lonely heart is a sexless heart, y'all.
Oh, y'all. I'm totally awesome. It's Tim, y'all.
And I'm totally hard up because Ooh. Nobody put anything in my vagina. This is Jennifer, y'all.
Yo, I look like Grumpy Cat flucked a gremlin. That's all there is to it.
And I look like a hard-up Sofia Vergara.
And you know what? You're pretty when you're happy, but you're real goddamn ugly when you're angry.
True. I just want to say something before we start. Maybe I know fashion in the U.S. is probably on the more on.
I have so much to say about this. Keep going.
It's probably more fashion-forward than
We're
other places.
We're a little fashion-forward.
But in Colombia, is Fila still an active brand? Because I think that's what she's modeling for, is Fila.
I wrote down that she was modeling like a fly girl from Living Color.
For
at
real.
At least 20 years ago.
J-Lo wore that exact
20
outfit.
20 years ago.
Exactly, yes.
Like, what is happening
I
in
guess
Colombia?
Maybe they're behind, or maybe it's back in because we didn't know.
You know, maybe we're so wrong, but it really does look like, we're talking 20 years ago.
And it's those glasses, those salt and pepper glasses.
Ugh. That's before she set that Atlanta Falcons football player's home up.
It was like, is this like a Dapper Dan shoot or something like
it
that?
It was disturbing.
Anyway, although Dapper Dan's better than that. But I swear to God, I was like, this is fucking Fila. I don't even know
it
what
just looked
happened
bad.
To Fila.
I just... Fila's done.
Maybe her and Tim are both, because she's in the land of Fila and Tim's in the land of Z Cavaricci jeans.
I don't know. It looked like right out of In Living Color.
Y'all come at us if you loved your Z Cavaricci's. I love
Or like
mine.
A weird, like, what was that? The really famous, like, Lacoste. In
oh,
the
yeah.
like mm-hmm. Lacoste brand about 20 years ago.
Yeah, I used to love Lacoste.
Something was bad.
16 years ago.
Yeah.
That's still around a little.
So they go to the restaurant called Chillax.
Chillax.
we're
which
just going to leave
everyone
that
needs to do.
I mean, that's kind of, do you know that Tim really likes that word? You just need to.
You need to chillax. Ooh.
I don't know where you were going with that, and I was scared.
I don't know.
I was so scared.
It's better if I don't go anywhere
so
else.
So good for Yennefer, because she's like, I'm wearing this ring on that middle finger to say, fuck you. And you know who would,
I enjoyed it.
You know who would do that, y'all? This bitch sitting beside me on this couch.
I've been thinking about him giving her another person's ring, and it would piss me off
for weeks. What is the biggest fuck you've ever done to a guy you were in a relationship with? Y'all, because he's better now, but when Poodle was in his 20s, oh, man. Oh.
I did some questionable shit.
Anything you feel comfortable to say on...
I once dated a guy's... I broke up with a guy, and then his best friend asked if we could go out the next night. And his... the guy was there at the restaurant because he was a server, and I did not know.
You didn't know he was a server at the restaurant?
And he saw us. And I...
Then you made out with the guy in front of him?
And the worst I could do was leave the restaurant immediately and make out in the car.
Wow. I'm glad you kept it for in the car.
I'm not a whore.
Yeah. Just a defensive
just
line,
a
y'all.
Just a defensive line, y'all.
Just a defensive line. Wow.
Anyway, it was a mess. It was a complete mess. So, yeah, she wants a bigger diamond, which means Yennefer's a size queen.
Good for her. And then she
you
says...
You gotta get that shit.
But they love, and I am not... She says, I stay with him because I am not the quitter. Or because you're broke. And you think
and
he has
because
money.
You're on television.
I'm even more confirmed that she thinks he has money by talking about this ring and it bigger. And I'm like...
And she's trying to stay on TV as long as she can.
I'm like, oh, bless. She thinks he's rich and he's not, Yennefer. Although I bet Tim is good with money. As paranoid as he's been about fucking...
He saved his gun money.
I think he saved... I think he has a nice probably... not a 401k, but maybe like a Roth IRA. Now, did you think Yennefer was being serious or putting it on when she started crying because he was so good to Violet?
That was a fake cry again. She's an actual pro. I'm all for her. She knows what she's trying to get.
I kind of don't mind her either because Tim is giving out such a fake vibe of who he was.
Oh, he's already decided he's going to buy her love. You can already
tell that.
I think
that's what I think. So he wants to leave with the bang, and yet again, do we even need to talk about them not having sex again?
Did anybody think they would actually bone? You know he'd come up with a reason.
Because he tried
Now she fell asleep.
Yeah, but that's bullshit, because he tried to blame her, but y'all.
Y'all, she was not awake at like 2 a.m., so was I going to like have sex with her like sleeping body? Yeah.
I mean, look, y'all know when we've been there, when you like you fall asleep.
I've been there.
your mouth tastes like stale margarita mix. You're sleeping. And all of a sudden, just kind of when your poppers are wearing off, if you don't know what poppers are, Google them. But your poppers are wearing off. And then all of a sudden you're sleeping and you just feel on the back of your little butt. Tap, tap, tap.
Tap, tap, tap. I don't really see the issue here.
You learn to wake up. That makes me think of that Susie Snowflake song.
Here comes Susie Snowflake, dressed in a snowflake cum.
Tap, tap, tapping on your window pane to tell you to pull down your pants because you're going to have sex. You wake the fuck up.
You know what? That's true.
You wake
the fuck up. If someone's knocking
at
the back door, you wake the fuck up.
You put in a Listerine mouth strip and you do it.
That is the truth. You go brush your teeth as quick as you can.
You can.
If you've got an extra douche in the medicine cabinet, you get it right there.
Otherwise, just put your ass on the faucet and get it done. Anyway. Anyway, she says that she loves him and he loves her, and they leave. I don't know. Yeah. Our next Lonely Hearts, though, are you ready to move on?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm ready.
We're ready for dark.
Y'all, it's not for you. The policemen are right by us.
I don't know why the fuck tonight that the fucking police are insane.
They're insane, y'all.
With my hot British man. It's best man.
Oh, we're going with a hot British man.
You
and
know what?
This is where Robin Hood married Maid Marian.
They're not real, Darcy.
They're not real at all.
We've already decided that Robin Hood is an amalgam of all different kinds of people. And the fact that he's saying that, it's ridiculous.
Like where fucking Queen Elizabeth got married.
I agree.
By the way, I just want to say, though, in the beginning of this, Darcy looks amazing. I'm going to give it to her. She was wearing that black pants with the white coat.
She looks better than she ever has.
She was beautiful. Her hair looked good. I'm like, girl, just leave it to the imagination.
Yep.
And we will appreciate it.
And then they're at that weird church. That Robin and Maid Marian got married, quote unquote, at. And he's like, it's nice walking down the aisle with you.
Dum, 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 dum.
Yeah, she does. She goes, dum, 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 dum. It was just so awful.
I mean, oh. And so this was all kind of, you could tell the producers were like, what do y'all want to do? Because we know you just want to
What do y'all want to do, Darcy? Yeah.
Well, you just
want to get married.
You just want to fuck in your room today. Well, we've got to get you out and film you somewhere.
I liked it also when they're now at dinner and Darcy is wearing, obviously, a piece from the Rhythm Nation Janet Jackson tour.
I enjoyed it. She still looked good. She's wearing
an extra, an outfit from the Rhythm Nation tour.
And she's also wearing very red lipstick.
Oh, yes, that he says, and I loved your red lipstick. We'll talk about that later. You guys, I know we already said this, but we also got a transcript of this conversation.
We did. So we're going to have to do another section
of 90 Days Theater, you guys.
90 Days Theater. I will be reprising my Emmy award-winning role of Darcy.
It's really great.
Poodle will be reprising Oscar-winning role. And by
Tom.
Oscar, I'm meaning someone in Fiesta Cantina gave him a margarita for playing the role of Tom.
Named Oscar. Not when they said, who gave you herpes again? Oscar?
Oscar, that's an award. Thank you, Academy.
Thank you, Oscar, for giving me the gift that never leaves. Anyway, and action. I'm in awe of you right now. I mean, I don't know what to say.
Oh my goodness, it's just so much.
It's
like a dream come true, my hot British man.
I'd like to say that red lipstick that you're wearing gets me every time. Oh,
thank you. I really just picked it up out of nowhere. I'm kidding. I obsessed over it for 2 hours.
And then I want to say, I love you. And I always have.
Here I go again.
And I want to give you something. Darcy, are you ready for this? I'm going to give you something.
Yes.
Here, I'm bringing it out of my pocket. I don't know if I can find it.
If it's a ring box,
I don't know if I can
basement.
Find it.
Don't
I,
make me
wait, it's
my
coming
basement.
In a, it's coming in a tiny box.
Oh, I'm flooding.
Here we go. Here we go. I'm going to open this box.
Oh my god.
And you're going to jizz out of your vagina. Here we go. Fling. It's a key to my house.
You want me to blow you for this?
And scene. Y'all, he gave her a fucking key to his house.
And, you know, he says, this means I promise I will always be there for her. I personally think it's the best step for them.
But, you know, she was not wanting this.
Y'all, this is the last thing she wanted.
Yeah.
She wanted.
She's going home.
She wanted a ring on it. And I love where she's like.
Even a promise ring would have been better.
It's a cake. I guess I could turn it into a necklace.
She literally just wants fucking jewelry. Like, even if you gave her a bracelet with a key on it, a diamond bracelet, she would love that. But Tom should have been fucking jewelry.
He's an idiot.
I mean, really. Now, Tom redeemed himself, though, with that airport drop-off.
Oh, I agree.
That moved me, y'all.
and stirred emotions in me that I didn't know I had for this couple.
He's doing things like, bought your passport. I need you to make sure you're going to be safe. And she's like, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to say.
I think Tom and his sister probably had carousing parents, and they had to take care of a lot of things because he's a worrywart. But then they say goodbye, and he leaves, and then literally as he's doing the confessional, he just says, well, I really should go back in there and say goodbye, shan't I? And so he does.
And she's like,
and then it's like, what movie is this? I know I've seen this movie.
Officer and a Gentleman.
Oh, yes. Or like for some of you that haven't seen Officer, it's
love
like when.
Lift us up where we belong.
Oh, my God. Tom's here. I'm going to blow you now.
Where the
right?
Eagles fly.
Eagles fly.
From the mountain high.
Oh,
love lift us up where we belong. From the world we know. Where the clear. He doesn't know.
I don't know
anymore.
The rest.
There we are.
I don't know. I don't know. It's a song. I don't know.
She kind of. She's like, oh my God, you're here.
Oh my God, you're here. And then he picks her up, and it's love lift us up where we belong. Or for some of you, like when Ross runs to meet Rachel at the airport, or Rachel runs to meet Ross. I don't remember.
That's still too old for a lot of
it's
people.
True.
I think what would their example be?
Lauren Conrad?
No,
too old.
Too old?
When maybe like
Pam and Jen like, from The Office?
No, like Zendaya.
Oh,
like,
fuck.
Yeah, we're there.
Know her.
We're there. We're there.
Can I throw myself out a window now?
That's not a tender. That was just the normal one.
That was disturbing.
So anyway, y'all, so we're just going to end this. As Darcy said, he came back. And it was beautiful. So beautiful. Anyway.
I don't know what's going to happen. But my vagina is engorged. I wrote down that she's going to finger bang herself about this moment for weeks later.
Goosh, she's just going to have machine goosh, gun fingers. Goosh. It's going to be like. I mean, she's gonna finger fuck her feelers out. They're just gonna start leaking out her cheeks. Oh, like a sprinkler.
Yeah, a sprinkler. That's a new one.
Who knew I could do Foley? Y'all, now we have
a sprinkler. I did it before you whore.
I did it better.
Oh, there we are.
But you know what? I can't. Your impressions are pretty on spot.
All right.
Especially your droopy dog.
Droopy. Sometimes we have to like droopy dog.
Again, we're dating ourselves. Speaking of droopy, as in skin drooping and creping, let's talk about our last Lonely Heart, I believe, right?
Angelo. She's our next Lonely Heart, y'all.
Oh, Lord, Lord, Lord.
We're at her engagement party, and it is not kind.
You know what? I'm going to say something that may sound controversial.
Here we go.
I really enjoyed Angela's engagement outfit. I thought she looked nice.
I liked it, too. She looked a little bit like Hermie the Elf, who we've already talked about, with like
yes.
an updo.
Mm-hmm.
She was trying her best.
I liked it when she tried to show off her tits, and her mother-in-law went,
No, don't fucking take those out, Angela.
Yes, it was like out of an 80s, like, y'all, Angela getting dressed should have been a music montage. I don't know why it is.
I'm so excited, but I just can't hide it. I know I want to. Top goes on, head wrap goes on.
It's a girl's night out. Letting it all hang out. That's what she tried to do, and Mama said no. Mama said no. Y'all, I just want to say, the Supporting Actor Award goes to Mama fucking of Michael, because that woman's a goddamn saint.
She's trying.
She is really trying.
You know she's not happy.
She's probably still confused. She has this look of confusion of why are the cameras here? Like, I don't even think she fully read the release.
Really?
She just seems, I'm not an intelligence thing. She just looks like I'm old and I just want a fucking baby.
I like it when they were to a point where they put the white thing on her and mom was like, no, 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 no. And like pulled up the thing for her boobs to like block out her like seal pup breasts.
Uh-huh.
Because
they are like seal pup boobs.
Those are two tiny seal pups.
They just slam right into another.
And but at the same time, they have like progeria, so they're old. So they're kind of wrinkled up. So it's like wrinkled up seal pups.
Y'all, here's the deal. I said this during the show. A lot of y'all tweeted this out or talked about it on Sissy Squad. Why can't Angela just, maybe she can get an egg from her daughter who's in jail. She's not going to use it.
I don't know.
Can they do that?
I don't know how easily that is.
I also emailed our moderator of our Facebook group, but also our fertility expert, as we like to call her, Jackie. She hasn't gotten back to me because we're watching late. But to ask her, maybe she'll make a post on a Sissy Squad. Will they even if they use another egg, will they even give a 52-year-old woman? I know her uterus looked beautiful. Was they let her carry
it? We should ask that, yeah.
I mean, there was just, I think I read in India like last week, a 72-year-old woman had a baby. Was that on our Sissy Squad? I bet it was. There's so much.
Do we really expect those babies to be completely healthy at 72 years old?
No.
No.
They'll have diabetes or something.
Down syndrome.
Yeah.
That's what happens usually.
So anyway, y'all.
Not to be rain on anyone's parade.
But Angela felt very comfortable. This was a nice party. We're going to see. I feel like we're still going to have drama when Angela leaves because it's going to happen.
And I will say, I just want to say one thing for anyone who loves art. Angela's hat looked like she was in a Rembrandt self-portrait. If anybody knows that Rembrandt, it made me really laugh.
It did, yeah. Actually. That was pretty good.
That was a high...
highbrow joke.
That was a highbrow joke, y'all.
I love that.
You barely know. That's all that matters.
Is that it? No, we did everybody, right?
We did everybody.
We did everybody. Y'all, that is the show.
That was a short show.
Well, no. Remember, we lost the first 20 minutes because you spilled your fucking drink all over our equipment.
Never mind.
But I'll edit that out and work on that. So, y'all, so if you've listened, this is going to come out afterwards, but if you're listening, we did an interview with Kate Casey.
It was so much fun. If you guys haven't heard our interview with her, we go deep into her backstory.
I posted that throwback.
It is worth watching, yes.
I posted that on Sissy Squad, but I'm talking about on Sunday. So you're listening to this episode on Tuesday. On Sunday night, we posted an episode of us doing a crossover episode with Kate Casey talking about Poodle and I watched
Season 2, Episode 1
of 90 Day Fiancé, which is Kate's favorite
Danielle
season.
And Muhammad. You get our feedback on those two.
We're not going to do those shows yet. We plan on doing that. We actually
Ymir and Chelsea, we have thoughts about that as well.
But it was very good. It made me very excited to watch because it's all new to us, Season 2. So be sure to check the episode out before that. We're going to put that as a bonus episode. You can check that out. I want to do a sissy shout out too.
Ooh.
Yes. I want to do a sissy shout out.
Jordana. Who is doing our watch group.
Yes. So if y'all aren't in the Sissy Squad, that's our private Facebook group. She starts a live chat thread.
Jordana's started this live watch.
And we're here for it and we love her.
We're on the West Coast, so we don't get to do it.
Between her and whoever that bitch was that started that meme about people's dogs.
Oh, fuck.
I mean, we laughed at that forever.
The dog, what cast member is your dog was amazing.
When the woman posted...
Was that Heather Torres?
Maybe. When the woman posted
the
picture...
Sorry, I shouldn't say your last name.
Should say people's last name.
Sorry.
But when the woman posted the picture of her dog with all their legs up in the air and said, Darcy needs no explanation.
And then we went, no, she doesn't.
Anyway, it was hilarious. We loved
it.
Y'all,
keep it going because we're loving that shit.
Keep it going. So you can be sure... Get our piece of paper, Poodle, so we don't miss anything in our little notes. We're trying to be better.
You're a fucking bitch.
We always like to know.
Get our piece of paper,
Get our piece of paper.
So we don't miss a thing.
We want to remind you all of our other shows on Sissy That Talk Network.
We've got Sweet Tea, y'all.
Our Southern Charm podcast. We've got Bitchcraft.
Our Sabrina the Teenage Witch podcast. Mm-hmm.
And we have Rivermales, which...
Riverdale! Which we haven't done yet.
I don't know when we're going to do that first episode, but we're going to do it. And then we have Dear Maddie as well. You can find all of those shows on our website at sissythattalk.com. The mugs, we're revamping our store, so the mugs are down right now, y'all.
What's the website?
We sold out. We're not selling merchandise right now.
Ooh,
we're on
y'all.
Pause.
We're on pause.
Because we've got a store coming.
Big things are coming.
With some more merch, so that some of the stuff that you are asking for, so stay tuned.
And we have
that.
Really big news to announce really soon. And
yes,
we will
there's going to be some changes for
soon.
Us, some good changes.
Good changes for us and good changes for you guys.
Hopefully give y'all more of what you want, and hopefully I don't get fired from missing my
and
day
I'll
job.
Just make it easier.
Anyway, we appreciate our Facebook group, Sissy Squad. We appreciate our Cubicle Warriors.
Y'all, join the Sissy Squad. Come at us if you're a Cubicle Warrior. If you're like every fucking day in the trenches trying not to kill everyone you work with.
We appreciate you.
I understand that because I did a day job once, and I tried to kill everyone I worked with.
Yeah. You sold gay books and then slept with people in the store.
It's true. That's not far off.
That's not far off. And lastly, y'all know what Poodle loves more than anything?
A review!
We're up to 600 reviews on Apple Podcasts, which is pretty fantastic.
Because there's nothing better than when I like sleep with someone and then they give me a 5-star review.
It's the same
thing, right?
Yeah, they just stamp it on your ass. Y'all, we are on the musical episode for the 100th. The reason is we're not throwing it together. We're actually talking about
it
and
curating.
We're really
working on it.
So we want it to be a great
There's
going to
be Darcy. There's going to be Caesar. There's going to be everybody.
It's going to be happening.
Zied.
Yes. All we're going to be talking about all of these lonely hearts. You can find, before we end, I just want to say you can find Poodle at where, Poodle? Where can they find
you? You can find me at Jake It or Fake It.
And you can find me at the Matt Mar 2 T's, 2 R's.
And Twitter and Instagram.
Twitter and Instagram. There's some lonely hearts out there, y'all, because we all are lonely hearts looking for love. You know, we're just all lonely hearts.
Yes, and remember, if you are looking for love in all the wrong places, and you decide to get a 90-day fiancé,
call us.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.